Snow's here. Ice is hard as hell. Lady Winter's prancing about much earlier than we'd like. Forecasts were off by at least a few days. Leave it to a troop of traveling entertainers to predict the weather in some unknown land. D. Oh. Oh my. I don't even know what to write. Rosie. Rosie's gone. She's gone. Some infection she didn't tell no one about for days. Gwenny knows a bit of medicine. Said it advanced far past treatment nearly a week ago. Rosie, you dummy. She was one of those who never stopped working. She knew her days would be quicker than the rest of us, so she powered right through in any way she could. Damn. Rosie. You fool. I told the girls there's no way we could have a proper burial quite yet. We're all too weak to dig through the hardened ground with our hands. We need to save wood for fire. We sure as hell ain't using her as new rations. Oh, no. We'll store her body in the elements, just past the south hill. Ice will keep her from turning yellow, and since the breeze flows away from here, the rest of us aren't quite ready to stop just yet. We can't stop. We'll huddle extra close in the lower decks and hum her favorite song tonight. And Rosie, you can keep Ma's bracelet. She won't mind. DRG. Nat nearly didn't make the climb up the ladder to the crow's nest this morning. I told her she didn't have to go up, not in this cold. But she insisted, so I bundled her up with Rosie's old duster and she made the climb. Good thing she did. Early morn, she spotted a small Fenalian frigate headed our way. Different from the giant beast that passed us days ago. Mid-morn, we could see. It was definitely Fenalian. Warmth of the desert kept the frost off. It flew clean and unperturbed. Not long after, it parked south of the cove. Two Fenalian officers, men, crept out of the ship and introduced themselves. The girls hadn't seen a boy in over a month, so for some of them, it was quite refreshing? I don't know. Didn't seem to mind attention. The bearded one's face was so red, it kept the deck warm for a day and a half. The taller one, kinda lanky, said he was sent by a good friend and offered us a crate. What was in it, he had no clue, but he was happy to help. The buff raspy one just kept scratching his scruff, adjusting his scarf every 2 seconds to hide his face. Was it? Returning customer. Shy ones are always easy to tease. They said they were here to simply give us crate number one. Turned out to be shovels. Plenty. Different kinds. Long, short and stubby, sharp ones, even fancy winter ones from Fenalian engineers designed to cut stone. Perfect for the ice coat in this hell. They didn't have much to say about the delivery itself. Just a message. A simple one inscribed inside the lid. Penultimate stage. Dig. Miss Wren. Of course. I knew you weren't fully out of here, girl. But seriously, couldn't you have sent some ale so we can die with a smile on our face? Buff Boy quickly gestured to Lanky Ginger that they leave before Rose finds her. Before I could give him the news, he was already intercepted by another girl, Trip, who passed it on, teary-eyed. His own eyes went from sheer terror to melancholy dread in a fraction of a second. Couldn't bear all that again. So I approached the skinny one as the other left with a special shovel, wishing to pay his respects. Lanky here said his ship was equipped for more advanced soil tests to pinpoint the exact path of contamination. Hopefully some of the soil could be saved. I just need a few yards. He said his name was Lieutenant B. Weren't allowed to say more than that as he set up his scan for a few hours. Turns out some girls shouted out from inside his ship. These guys had been holding out on us, and B weren't sure if he was allowed to give us more than crate one. Imagine his surprise when some girls had already snuck past him and unloaded the entire shipment during the scan. One very special crate, labeled foodstuffs, shone out above the rest. Miss Ram, thank you. I invited the two boys to dinner prepped by our newly reinvigorated chef, Sylvia, who happened to make Lieutenant L blush more than the rest. Some of the girls couldn't help but show their gratitude by putting on music in a show. Some tribal movements passed on by the ancestors. Nothing too flashy. The boys' faces still turned beet red. Little did they know, they were delivering a crate labeled spirits, and we had quite the feast. I'm beat. D. This is the last time I write in this book, friend. What started as a simple captain's log to chronicle our journey through the wilderness, to break settlement and make a home, has become much, much more. It's become our story, your family's story. To put it simple, we are alive, Miss Fran. Wherever you were, you sent friends. Those two bumbling blush warts our way, bearing gifts, in hopes they would extend your lineage through those you treasure most, your home. The lieutenant stayed that night, and in the first frosty hours of that dark winter morn, we awoke to an alarm. The scan was up, and it lit the entire snowfield with red and blue strobes for an hour. The guys couldn't figure out how to shut it off, go figure, but we started dancing to that damned piercing melody. We managed to find 19 square meters, a bit scattered about here and there, but 19 clean meters of lush, plantable soil neath the ice. Should've known to never trust Q's old junk, but these guys and you, Miss Wren, you saved us. You had it all plotted out. Every single stage in this grand scheme to ensure we dock in this very field. You're a damn genius. When you ran off all those years ago to join the Vultura, little did we know you were planning on rebuilding a life for us in this hidden place. And the ship. It wasn't Q. You planned that leak, you sneaky fox. And you left just the right amount of fuel for us to tick off the stage list and follow your map in secret so we'd be stranded. Right here. You knew the ship, just like you knew this spot. You knew that old freighter would yawn its last breath right here, where there weren't no contaminants. It was pure, unadulterated riches thrown off Q's scanner. And you were smart enough to lay him out like you did, not too random, but safe enough to allow neighbor and soil to keep clean. Smart girl. You must have spent most of your adult life lining half the field with those aged Lunaeanite crystals. We're still combing the top layer. We're already filthy rich. The guys were even thinking about staying and joining our little crew. But you know what these fellas asked for in return? A single book from your shelf. What a couple of weirdos. Shoot, I guess they mean this old book, eh? I hope my scribbles didn't mess it up too bad. Listen, I don't know how you did all this, but this is the miracle we've been waiting for. Some far-off dreams coming true. And we've got you to thank. Ever since you were the scheming little curly-haired girl crawling through the vents in our old boat, I knew you had something up your sleeve. I just didn't expect for it to be so complete. You were making a new home for us, Ran. And now your true home lives on. And it waits for you, Hazel. When your so-called pirate or bounty-taking life is through, and you're looking for a place to hang up the old wraps and kick off your boots, you know where we'll be. Signed, your dearest friend and confidant, Dolores Reynald Garnett.